Ash of your moistag is shomim the lack of the ash Michael Maimot the mal in the winter there's no more honey left inside it. You only have the beehive itself, before then it's muksa. So how does the Brisa say you're allowed to throw a mat on top of the beehive to stop the rain from ruining it? The moistag is shomim in the winter, there's no honey there, so it's muksa. So how are you allowed to throw the mat on top of it? And the Gemara Michael Maimot nisrucha el yoisan shtei chalas. The Mitzvah said that in the summertime that's when the beehive gets full of honey. Now usually the Bailam go in the summertime and empty it out and take all the honey out. It's like honey, like honeycombs, it's in the wax, and you break it open, let all the honey come out. But the pshat is, even at the end of the summer, a balabos always leaves shtei chalas, two chalas, like two pieces of wax, full of honey, you always leave inside the beehive. Why? Because you want the bees to stay alive throughout the winter for next year to make again honey. So how do the bees live on the whole winter? You leave over two pieces, like two waxes there, full of honey for the bees to eat. So even throughout the whole winter, there's still some honey left in the beehive that the bees should be able to eat with. Therefore, it's not called muksa. Throughout the winter, there's always shtei chalas. There's two trashy shtei chalas. Kol ha-kivoris oisin oisa ha-dvorim chalas chalas shal svichas dvash. Always the bees make like piles of honey inside wax, the shava, within wax. When you take out the wax with the honey, manichin bo shtayim, a balabos always leaves two pieces of honey there. She yispanusum hem advarim kol yomaisek shomim. That the bees push enough shomim to eat on the whole winter. Kiret nam amoichos asvino. Halakeya chalas kibrosa shechaveru maniach shtey chalas to stomle mochrim. If I sell you my beehives, I always mean to leave over two parts of the honey. I mean to leave over that. I didn't sell to you, because I want my bees to stay alive throughout the whole winter. Even though you have these two pieces of honey there, these two cones of honey, even these two honeys, it's not oimid now for a person to take it and eat it. What do you leave the honey there for? For the purpose that the bees should eat it, not you. So it's muksa. You, a mensch, has no use from it on Shabbos. So it's muksa. Rashi muksas ninu, lidvarim. Your miyachid, this honey is only oimed that the bees should eat the honey, not a person. Is hodr hevel adav shein and itul. Habazay, now the beehive vitivis again, adav shein and itul, it's a muksa. So habazay, viyafilu hochi, still the brisa says, mitalt lemachtolos latzlosam. You're allowed to put a mat on top of them to save them. So it's a kasha, nabi yitzchot. Even though the beehive is a muksa, still we see you're allowed to save the beehive. And for the Gemara, the choshev alayu. We're talking about in the case of Rashi, the Choshlaim Yes Malachila. You changed your mind now. This Friday, you changed your mind, you have no honey in the house, that I'm going to use the honey in this bihar for myself. That was your kavon before Shabbos. So Bazoi, now it's not muksa anymore. Like you miyachid that you're going to eat the honey in the bihar, so it's like an achila, and no yichla that muksa. So tomorrow, Bazoi, holoi choshev, holoi yimek in the kimta, where the balabos decided, punkt now, to use the honey. But let's say the balabos did not decide before Shabbos to use this honey. Then it's also to throw the mat on top of the beehive according to Rabbi Yitzchok, because then the beehive is muksa, and you're not allowed to touch anything that's served over muksa. If that's true, hold the honey. That's what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, you know, when you throw the mat on top of the beehive, but don't have kavana to capture the bees inside it. Of everything more better, lift the list of the dot. If you want to say cases that are also, let's say the Yichrish that it's also. Let's tell it this. The Nedeva Mamurim, when do we say you have a heta to cover up the beehive? Only Kishachishav Aleim. If before Shabbos you have a Perish Kavano, you're going to eat these two beehive, these two pieces of honey there, the two waxes full of honey. You can eat them. Avoloi Kishav Aleim, if you didn't have Kavano before Shabbos, eat this honey, that's thine also. And what do you have to tell me? A new Kish. That you should know, when you cover it, don't have kavanah to capture it. Mashma, that's the only time it's also. That's the big Yiddish. No, if I care it. It's only mutter to do it when you have kavanah to eat the honey. But when you didn't have kavanah to eat the honey, even though you're not mechavin to capture the bees, still it's shablai bosser. And the Gemara and the Chanami. Ahokam Ashbon, the Gemara, you talk it, you're right. That Avad is also. So the Brisa is telling you this, because Ahokam Ashbon, Afa Pi Shechishav Aleim, even in the case where you did have a Ferish HaKavona to eat the honey, so now this beehive is not Muksa, it's an Eichel, still, Uvavashle Yiskavin Lotzud, you have to know there's still another Issa involved. It's possible you can do a Maisit Seder. You may go to capture the bees now in Shabbos. So when you throw the mat on top of the beehive, have a fair, make sure you're not mechaven lotzit. But enachnami, the bright attack would have an iser if you wouldn't have kavana to eat the beehives, it'll blive muksa. If you don't have kavana, we'll blive muksa. Now, even if you have kavana to eat the honey, that now it's not muksa, we say as far as still, you should not have kavana to make tzedek. So it's Gemara Mani. Abzayel coming out now. Who does this price to go like? E Reb Shimon, look, we're saying now, don't have kavana to make tzedek. Mashman the mitzias of throwing the mat on top of the beehive, it is a ma'aseh tzedek. Maybe it's not a psikration, but kol ponim it is a ma'aseh tzedek. Just we're telling you, don't have kavana. That's a dover sheni meskaven, therefore it's mutter. Who holds the svara dover sheni meskaven is mutter? That's Reb Shimon. We have Yehuda always says dover sheni meskaven is also. So here you have to say this price that goes according to Reb Shimon, that a dove is sheni miskaven, even though you're throwing the mat and you are capturing the bees inside there, it's mutzi goshina mechaven. For the Gemara, e Reb Shimon, less than muksa. Reb Shimon doesn't often use a muksa in Shabbos though. There are only certain cases of Shimon holds for muksa. Only where you're dachi, vadayim, we'll see later, or muksa machmas ksar and kiss. But here the beehive is not ksar and kiss. It's just your son, you didn't have a ferish kavanah to use it. But you didn't do a ferish shemaisa to be doichirit, just right away from you. So according to Reb Shimon, the beehive is not muksa on Shabbos. So what do you have to come on to chishiv and not chishiv, even if you're not chishiv to eat it? It's not muksa according to Reb Shimon. Drash Yomani, he shed through the trachta, litrutza. After we had a state terrace, gisha chishiv, the kasha was, it's muksa. How could you throw the mat on top of the beehive? You had to say no, since you had kavanah to eat the honey, that makes it ice muksa. Uketani, and you also say this brayso, the dove is sheni miskaven muta is Reb Shimon. So chutz estira, these two dinim can't go together. Because if Reb Shimon, if you say this brayso goes according to Reb Shimon, therefore it's good that you say if you're not mechaven to make tzedek when you throw the mat on top of the beehive, since you're not mechaven, it's muta. That's good. Like Reb Shimon shitom of a. What do you have the ratio to say the reason why it's not muksa? Because you had kavanah to eat the honey. Even if you don't have kavanah to eat the honey, according to Reb Shimon, there's no muksa. Reb Shimon doesn't also when you say the muksa in a lot of cases. And these are one of the cases that according to Reb Shimon should buy muta. Elamai Reb Yehuda, because according to Reb Yehuda, that he's always more mach when you say the muksa. According to Reb Yehuda, as far as like this, any kli, really, we'll see later on, muksa. The yisrael of muksa, there are two reasons why the rabbanon asked muksa. We'll see talking later, but very more. One time is, the Ravid learns is, shema midulma haitzur. Really, the rabbanon don't want you to touch muksa because they're afraid if you hold touch kelim on Shabbos, you come to walk outside with it. I was like, chomish and asked, don't touch anything on Shabbos. Teretz is and yochel amad boy. Certain kelim you have to need. You have to use on Shabbos. You have to have a spoon. You have to use a plate. Therefore, the svara of things that are oimid for you to use, that's not called muksa. But things that are not oimid for you to use, that's where Rabbanu made exera, don't touch it, because we're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. The Rambam learns a lot of other different reasons, that Shabbos should be different than Chol. So since Shabbos should be different than Chol, they asked you not to use things you don't use. Now, called upon the contrary of Yehuda, the said is, you can't use anything on Shabbos unless you have a favorite shekavonim to use it before Shabbos. That's the Yudhishita. You have to be making it before Shabbos. You have to have that. You want to use these things on Shabbos. Now the story is, avad your plate and your spoons, they're stam das plen yodim. You zichah want to use it before Shabbos. So that's why al stam das is you want to use it. But if you have a clean like a kveris here, this beehive, it has no use for you. Since it has no use for you, if you don't have a ferish das to use it, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. That's the Yudhishita. You have Shimon Svaros Fakir. Minas tam, you can use anything. Only something that you meferish maksadas, something that you have a meferish das not to use, that's what you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. So this beehive, you didn't have das yes, you didn't have das no, you just didn't think about it before Shabbos. Like you have no use for it. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. You would never have a meferish das like not to use it. So according to Reb Shimon, a kiveris is mutter. Elamai, you want to say, goes according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's svar is no, you can't use anything unless we say stam, you had das before Shabbos to use it on Shabbos. Now a beehive is muksa then. A beehive, since you have no use for it, minastam you didn't have das to use it before Shabbos, so then it would be good why we say, why you're allowed to touch it only because you had a perish of das to eat the honey. But if you didn't have a perish of das to eat the honey, oblige muksa. Or if you gemara, if this price it goes according to Yehuda, kiloi miskaven, afilu you don't have kavona for tzedah. My heavy, what's the heter? According to Reb Yehuda, whenever you're doing a malacha, even though you don't have kavanah to do it, still it's asur. Reb Yehuda's shita is, dover sheni miskaven is asur. So here, you're not allowed to throw the mat on top of the beehive because the Messias is capturing. You're making a seidah. Even though that's not your kavona, your kavona is just the rain shouldn't come in to ruin the beehive. But even though you ain't a mechavin, Rabbi Yehuda shita v'sasach. So it's shmer, who does the b'risa go like? So the Gemara Liyana Matai Rabbi Yehuda. The b'risa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that he holds from the Yitzhak Muksa. Therefore, if you weren't mechavin before Shabbos to use the beehive or to eat the honey, havadu it's Muksa. Ah, you have a kasha. What do you mean, don't be mechavin? Even if you're not mechavin, still it's awesome. The pshat is like this. Obavad shlo yiskavin lotsud means shlo yatsenu kimitsudo. Means don't do a ma'aseh tzedek. Don't make it like a mitzud, like a trap. What does that mean? The lish b'flu ravcha. When you throw the mat on top of the beehive, make sure the mat is like sticking up a little bit. That there's a nice hole in between the mat and the beehive that the bees can still come out. That's what it means. Doesn't mean shlo yiskavin, like don't close it tight, just don't have kavonim. It means vavad shlo yotzud means to say, don't put the mat straight on top of the beehive, make sure the mat is sticking up, that there's still holes here that the bees could come out, that's why it's mutter. Benach Tami, if you do it tight, even though you're not mechavin, oblay bosom. He's saying the pshat. The other Rabbi Yehuda, vavad shlo yiskavin, what does that mean? Losh shlo yasenu kimitsuda, don't make it like a trap. The lishvik muravcha, leave, make some holes that kihecha the loy litzadu, memela. Today you're not going to do a mice at seder, but instead the flies could fly out. Shrashi, Shrashi is telling you not to do this way. Shleya Senek, Shrashi, Shleya Chasenu Kula, don't cover it. El benishvik ravcha, leave some opening there. Sheyuchlu lot says, kihecha the loy litzadu, by kisim memela. The Alpha God learned Mechavan the Meitzad Asa. So Yud is saying Yeshito, that even though you're not Mechavan, so I would think it's Mutter, you should not know it's Asa. Rav Ashi Yom another Teretz. Now, Mi Ketoni V'moysa Chama, or V'moysa Gishomim, does this Brisa say, Mamish in the winter, and in the summer, Moysa Chama in the summertime, Moysa Gishomim in the wintertime, but he's talking about the winter. No, the whole Kasha was, in the summer, in the wintertime, the beehive is Muksa. The beehive has no honey there in the wintertime, you have no use for it. So you have to give terutzim, you have two honeys left over, and you have that to use it. Rashi says no. Havada, we're only talking about this beehive in the summertime, when it's full of honey and it's an oichel. What does it mean, Gishomim? Mi katoni b'moistachar, moistachar, the say b'moist means in the winter and in the summer. It means b'cham of ne'acham, only in the summer months, when it's full of honey. But in the summer months, you have sometimes a strong sun, so you want to put a mat on top of it, the sun shouldn't ruin it. Well, the Gishomim, even in the summer, it rains sometimes. But they are Gishom Katoni, that's all. B'yamei Nisan, B'yamei Tishrei, it's talking about Nisan time and Tishrei time. V'yikah Chama, v'yikah Tzina, v'yikah Chama, v'yikah Gishomim. You have v'yikah Tavash, and there's also honey there. So, kids, in the summer months, you have honey inside the beehives, so pshit it's mutter then. There's no shalom muks in the beehive. So that's why it's muks, there's no kashan of Yitzchak. Omalu Rav Sheshis. Puku be omelem of Yitzchok. Go out and tell Rav Yitzchok, Kvartikmo Rafun Lashmatich Babovel. Yishto Rafunu also learns like you and taught it in Babel. That what? That you're not allowed to move any kli, Litzarech Adavra Muksa. The Yom Rafun, Rafun said like this, Oisin Mechitza Lemes. You're allowed to make a Mechitza for a mace on Shabbos, the case where a mace is outside in the sun, and you don't want the sun to bake down on the mace to make Masriya, to make him stink. So there's the Eitzah, how to put like a roof on top of him, a shade, to make the shade there, the sun shouldn't come on him. How do you do it? Oisin mechitza lemeis, bishvil chai, only if people, living people, are there, and for their purpose you'll make a covering, then you'll have, we'll soon see, then it can be good for the mace also. But if you ain't oisin mechitza lemeis, bishvil meis, if you only have a mace there, out in the sun, there's no heter to move mats, to make the mat in for a shade over the mace. Why? Are you just moving a mat to make a shade? But there it says, since you're moving the mats for the purpose of a mace, and a mace is muksa on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch the mats, but serve dover also. Serve dover a mace. This is a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. So drashi l'shmaticha, the end kli nitl elo dover nitl. You're only allowed to touch something for another purpose, that's also mutter, but not for a purpose of muksa, even though you're not touching the muksa. If the sun is baking on the mace, it's not covered on mace, he's gonna minasriach much faster. So what's the Yetzer? So the Gemara, Mahi, what are we talking about? The Yomer Reb Shmuel Reb Yehuda, the Chaim Tana Shila Mori. Mace, Hamutta Bechama. You have in the sun, a mace is lying in the sun on Shabbos. is boyin shnei b'nei yodim. Two people are allowed to come and sit down near the mace. The yoshvim b'tzidoi. They sit on the side of the mace. Each one on one side, one on the other side. Cham lemumata. They're sitting on the hot sand, and it gets very hot for them under the pants. The pants start burning. It's very hot. Is then maybe mita v'yoshev leo. Talking about in your own backyard, there's no shadow of oitzor, so you're allowed to take like a mat, a mattress out of your house into your backyard, and put it on the floor underneath you, because then the floor shouldn't burn you. V'yoshev leo. Same thing the other person. Is then maybe mita v'yoshev leo. So they're sitting down the vial on a mat, on a mattress on the floor. Cham lehem umala. After the floor, stop burning the pants, stop burning them, but now on top, the head gets hot. The sun is burning the head now. It's too hot on top. What's the Yetzer? Mevia machzolos, a lot of bring mats. O person alayim, and they'll some hold the mat up on top of the head. Then, zez zoikit mitos, the one on the right side, sticks up his mattress, sticking straight up. So Mela, now the mat on top is over the mattress, so it's like standing up by itself. Finish shamet, he'll go away. And Mela, the mace is not in the sun anymore. For heilich loy, he'll go away. Vizier, the second person on the other side, the same thing. Zekid mitos, he'll now stick up his bed, v'nishamit, and put the mat on top of the mattress standing up. V'nishamit, they'll go away. V'nishamit, leave it. V'alach, they'll go away. V'nimtzeis mechitza suyim aleh. Kum tosais, now there's a mechitza there, and the mate is not in the sun anymore. That's the heter to do it. What's the heter to do it? Because v'shas, you move your mattress, and you move your mat, it was for the purpose of a chai. A person with a chai, you can do whatever you want. It's a binyan on Shabbat making an oil. We'll soon see Rashi why there's no issa oil. Of making an oil means making a shade on Shabbos. We'll soon see why there's no issa. The kol ponim as the muksa, moving these things, since you did it for the purpose of a chai, it's mutter. I now the mace is in sale. How about it's mutter? It happened there by itself. Mashenkin, if you only have the mace there and you want to make the shades just for the mace, that's awesome. What's wrong? You're not touching the mace, you're just putting the snow on top of the mace. So why it's Rabbi Yitzchok, you can't be metal to something that serves over also. So Drashi. V'yoshvim b'tzidoi, al gabi karka, k'dei sheyitzaru mechoy makaka. The people should come very hot from the sand. V'yitzrichu lehovi mitos, we'll have to bring their mattresses outside, leishiv leim. V'yamitos yiyu lemechitza, later the mechitza, the mattresses, will drive the mechitza to hold the mat up. Then later they put the mat on top of the head. That now the mat on top is supported from the mattress. On the other side, Din says mechitza asuyim aleil. Whenever they want, they shmot the ochel and they go away. So Rashi, v'davke nokat chalim amata, the Mitzvah is davke the way it said. That first it was hot on the bottom, Bereisha. Sheviyu hamitos yeshiva, they brought the mattress to sit on, Bereisha. V'hod the machzolos, then they brought the covering on top. Lifrei salayim, litzel. The yorichsenoit, they have to hold it the way of Yedayim. They have to first hold the thing on top, litzel. Ad liacha short, a little bit later. Sheizok from, then you'll hold up the mattress. The Yishtam at them to go away. The Evelek here, the Arminas, Gemara and Ervin, Hai Madura. If you want to make like a fireplace, Milamala Lamata Shari. As Binyan, it's only mutter to do it upwards, downwards. All the fireplace is, first you put three pieces of wood, then you put two on top, then you put one on top of that. If you do normally, three, two, one, it's doing with the Binyan. The Yishtam do it the opposite way, make a Shinui. Put first the top one, then two underneath, then three underneath it. If you first bring the bottom to make a mechitza, and then on top of the mechitza you put the oil, that's awesome. Because that's called derech binyan. You first making a mechitza, then an oil on top, that's awesome. Derech binyan. The kaimlon ein oisin oil aroy betchila b'shabbos. You're not allowed to make even an oil aroy, even just aray, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, first to make the mechitza, and then to put the oil on top, that will be osur. Therefore, the heter is first keep the oil standing up on top. So an oil by itself is mutter. I will see later, it's oil, why even that is mutter. Then you put the mechitza on the bottom, that is mutter. But a koponim you see, it's only mutter to do with the tzarech achai, and not the tzarech hames. The more itma. Meis ha mutter b'chama. You have a meis that's staying in the sun. We have Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda mashmuel. There's another Eitzah. If you want to get him out of the sun, you're allowed to move him from one bed to another bed. That's called tiltum and atzad. And he holds tiltum and atzad is mutter. So Rashi hoivchem the mitzvah mitter ad shemigil itzel until you get to the shady place. He is not allowed to touch the mace itself. Just you could like roll them off this bed onto another bed. That's only called a tiltum and atzad. Rav Chanina b'ashalmi mishmederav oma. No, that's no heter. So the heter is maniach olav kikur atidik. Put on top of the mace a piece of bread or a child. Umatatloi. Then you have heter to move the mace. This is a heter rabbonim made by mace. That you put a bread or a tinnik on top, well, it's not that good, these things really. Any chayfis, that's mutum, you put on top of the mace, now you're allowed to move the mace. So the Gemara, hey chodik, kikur, a tinnik, where you have mamish, the bread or a tinnik, kuliyam, le plig, v'shuri, that's always the best eitzim. If you put a dover heter on top of a mace, the Rabbanu will mat you to move the mace on Shabbos. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes, the lestlay, where you don't have anything to put on top of the mace. Moving the mace by moving the bed and the mace moves by itself, that's called the tiltum in atzad, from the side. That's also wasser. One knows, no, that's not loishme, that's not called tiltum. Drashi, min atzad means kalachayad. It's called the tiltum kalachayad, and that's the machlekes of it's mutter and not mutter. Alright, we'll go on to this more, Misham, tomorrow. So I'll say one thing we spoke about yesterday. The shaila is, we said I'm all in a klisheni even, there are certain things that has bishul. It's called kalei bishul. They're saying yesterday, if you have a klisheni, you take the soup and put it into the soup plate, you shouldn't be allowed to put in, when it calls them out, the yatz, let's be very hot, to put like bread or put matzah into it, because even the klisheni is nimim of ashul. But the Mishnah Berurah says a little heter. The heter is that when we take the soup out of the pot, we usually take it with a ladle. You take it with something. So if you make it then ksas to say the ladle is the klisheni. And when you pour it into your soup, it lies the klishlishi. Therefore you could be make it to put the bread or put the mandloch inside the soup. Because there's also shal's b'chal, that's also or not. Some say klisheni is never mavashal. And some say ein bishal acharafiyya. Even though we're machmud to say yesh bishal acharafiyya, the bread was baked before. Now that you're putting it in the hot soup, you're cooking it, that's also. There's also a machmud that said that a klisheni calls the man it's still yatlat zbayit is mavashal. But in the case that we make it here to say that the label makes the klisheni and the plate becomes the klishlishi, you can make it. So therefore the meister both times the way you get the soup out is with a ladle, so therefore the ladle blives the klisheni, and when you pour it into the plate it's the klishlishi, therefore it's mutter to put the bread inside the soup.
We have a machlokes if you can metaltel a mace on Shabbos, mimita lamita. That means the mace himself on Shabbos is muksa. If you want to move a mace, why should you want to move him? Either because it's in the sun and it'll start smelling, or else you want to take him out of the room. There's one heter is to put a kikor or a tinnik on top of the mace. If you put a piece of bread or any heterdik material on top of the mace, there's a heter to move the mace that way. Let's say you don't have any metal, you don't have any chveitzim there to put on top of the mace. So we had a shayla, can you move the mace mimita lamita? Means he's lying on one mattress. You want to like roll him off the mattress onto another mattress. That's called tiltum and atzad. The shayla is a mutter by mace and not. So let me keep hanoi. Ein matzilun et hamace. The question is a fire in a room. And you know, there's a mace there and you want to take the mace out of the room. It shouldn't be burnt up. Is ein matzilun et hamace of may have lake. You can't say it. Omer Reb Yehuda ben Lokish, Shemati, I heard no. Shemati lo nes hamace of mehad leka. You're allowed to save the mace of mehad leka. There's a fire in the room. You're allowed to carry the mace outside, even though he's the muksa of the Mishumatzola, not he shouldn't be burnt up, it's mutta. Hechidom, for the more, where's the machlekes if you're allowed to save the mace or not? Eid yika kikur atinik, if you have a kikur piece of bread that you could put on top of the mace and shita that's heter, is my time of Tanakama? How can a Tanakama say you're not allowed to save the mace of Mehad Leka? Put a piece of bread, or put anything on top, put a piece of bread on top of the mace, that's a heter the Rabbanu will make a dafka by mace. If Mishum covered a mace, Rabbanu gave a heter, if you put a dobra heter on top of this muksadik a mace, now you're allowed to move the mace. For other muksas, you don't have this heter. You have some money on the floor, that's muksa, you don't have a heter to put a cookie on top of the money. There's only a heter by a mace. The Rabbanu will make a covered a mace. If you have a piece of bread, or a tinnik, or anything, put on top of the mace, it's mutter. See if you have something to put on top of the mace, chitti can move the mace. How does Tanakhama say you can't save the mace if they have leikum? Either left hand of mine, there's nothing there in the room. There's no bread, there's nothing to touch to put on top of the mace. My time of Yehuda ben Lachish. Why is he marked to save the mace if they had Leika, the Hurus and Issa Muksa? You're not allowed to be marked to Muksa. Elo, the Huru, where's the Batta Machlaikis? La, the tilt of Minatzah Pligi. A Machlaikis is where the mace is on a bed, and you want to like roll them off this bed to roll them onto another bed. That's called tiltu min atzad. That means you're not touching the mace directly. It's min atzad. Rashi says min atzad means kalach hayad, an indirect movement. You're moving the bed, and because of moving the bed, the mace gets rolled off onto the side. So, chur, that's this machlekes. The mas sova tiltu min atzad shmei tiltu. That's the Tanakama. You're not allowed to roll the mace off one bed to get him onto another bed because you're being a tal to the mace. Or mas sova leish shmei tiltu. No, that's not called tiltu. That's mutter. So the Gemara loy, I tell you the kula yama tiltum and atzad shmei tiltum. Really, we're handling with muksa. A tiltum and atzad is also awesome. That means you can't touch a muksa, touch a kli that moves the muksa. Tiltum and atzad is awesome. But Zoy, why here by mace is the mutter? For hainu time of Yehuda ben Lachish, why does Yehuda ben Lachish matter you to move the mace? If they had like a new svara, to mitoyich shodem boil al mesei. What's going on here? There's a fire in the room. A fire in the room, we're afraid the fire will burn up the mace. So a person gets very nervous. He's going to burn up his father. Is he like?